Would all of the members and guests in the gallery in our upper chambers please rise for a prayer by Reverend George, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag.
Matthew 7, 24 through 25 say, "Everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock." Almighty God, you are our rock and our foundation. As we start back to another week of work, we ask for your guidance to navigate the challenges and opportunities before us, and for strength to put your word into practice. May your spirit of wisdom unite us in purpose and vision, and may your light illuminate our minds and hearts as we strive to serve our constituents with integrity and compassion. We ask this in your holy name. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Bean, Beck, Burnsketter, Black, Bratton, Brown 16, Brown 26, Carter, Searpoy, Coleman, Crawford, Igel, Esslinger, Fitzwater, Gannon, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Lukemeyer, May, McGreary, Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Rizzo, Roberts, Rowden, Schroer, Thompson Rader, Trent, Washington, Williams.
Senator from Jefferson is here. Quorum has been established. The Senate is in session. Mr. Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, second regular session, 56th day. Thursday, April 25th.
Senator from Shelby.
Mr. President, I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Shelby County. Is any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you recognize to close.
Thank you. I close.
Senator from Shelby renews her motion that the reading of the journal be dispensed with and it be approved as though having been fully read. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have approved the journal. Introduction of guests. The senator from Dunklin County.
Mr. President, I'd like to introduce a couple of special guests.
Proceed.
Mr. President, to my left and to your right, we have some farmers from the Boot Hill. Ms. Laura Collins, if you would stand. Farms in Stoddard County, lives in Scott County. Mr. Robert Cook from New Madrid County. They've come up today. They want to talk a little bit about the lack of water exportation here in the state, and I'd like the body to please give them a warm welcome.
Let's welcome these guests from the Boot Hill area of our state to the Missouri Senate chambers. Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Senator from Dunklin.
Mr. President, hearing no objection, the order of business will go to the third reading of Senate bills, formal calendar, and I ask you please call the calendar.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be third reading of Senate bills on the formal calendar. First bill up is Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 735. The senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move that the Senate Committee Substitute, or Senate Substitute for the Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 735 be brought up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of the 23rd District. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator, your bill is now before the body.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is Senate Bill 735, and this is the gold and silver bill. We perfected this bill last week, and the Senate bill, it does primarily two things. One, it makes gold and silver legal tender that must be accepted by the state of Missouri for the payment of public debts. It only gives the option for individuals, private individuals, to accept gold and silver if they choose. A very important difference between this year's bill and last year's bill, and it does include an exemption from capital gains taxes and income taxes for transactions of gold and silver. And Mr. President, I am happy to answer any questions. If not, I renew my motion.
The senator from the 23rd District has moved for the third reading and final passage of the Senate Substitute, Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill number 735. Does any senator desire to be heard? The senator from the 8th District.
Thank you, Mr. President, to just comment on the bill real quick.
Would you like to speak on the bill, Senator?
Yes, sir. Yes, I would.
Proceed.
Thank you very much. I just want to get up and say, because I've heard some people thinking that I voted no on the perfection vote on this, and thinking it's a personal thing, and it's really not. The underlying bill seems reasonable. I've had some emails about it. Some of my constituents want to see that, so I would be okay with that. But what bothers me on this is what I talked about a little bit last time, is that we're saying gold and silver, when you buy a gold bar or a silver bar, and sell it a year or 10 years later, there's no capital gains on that. And that just doesn't make sense for me. I've heard in this Senate chamber many times about how we have to have our tax base broad and limited so that we don't pick winners and losers. And it seems to me we're doing that in a sense. Right now, if you buy commodities, if you buy oil, they go up in price, you pay capital gains taxes on that. If you buy precious metal, being silver or gold, you do not, but all the other precious metals you will. Art, antiques, all collectibles. You buy them one day and sell them later for more money, you will pay a capital gains tax on that for federal and state. Now, this just applies to state. And I'm just not sure that's a good policy. Right now, it's not much money because there's not much gold or silver traded, but that could change in the coming time. And I just think it's a bad policy to get forward. Lacking that, I would support this bill. But for that reason, I'm going to vote no. And I'm surprised we're doing this before the IP reform, too, but I guess we'll talk about that later. Thank you.
Further discussion on the motion offered by the senator from the 23rd? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from the 23rd renews his motion that the Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill number 735 be read for a third time and finally passed. Mr. Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill number 735, an act relating to the sole purpose of regulating the treatment and use of gold and silver. Senators Arthur, Bean, Beck, Bernsketter, Black, Bratton, Brown 16, Brown 26, Carter, Searpoy, Coleman, Crawford, Eigel, Esslinger, Fitzwater, Gannon, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Lukemeyer, May, McCreary, Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Rizzo, Roberts, Rowden, Schroer, Thompson Rader, Trent, Washington, Williams.
The senator from the 26th. Votes aye. Senator from Greene County, the chair needs your vote. Aye. By a vote of 21 aye and 10 no, the bill has received a constitutional majority and is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfection motions were made and carried. Staying on that same calendar, Senate substitute for Senate Bill number 890, the senator from the 13th District.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate substitute or Senate Bill 890 with the Senate Committee Amendment be taken up in third read and final passage.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of the 13th. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator, your bill is now before the body.
I move that Senate Committee, Senate substitute be adopted. 890 be adopted.
Senator, would you like to move for the third reading of the Senate substitute for Senate Bill number 890?
I'm reading what it says. I move that third read of Senate substitute 890 be adopted.
Third read and finally passed, Senator?
And finally passed.
Thank you, Senator. Would you care to explain your bill?
The bill creates a task force for missing and murdered African-American women and girls. And that's pretty much the gist of it.
You've heard the motion of the senator from the 13th. Does any of their senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, Senator from 13th is recognized.
I renew my motion.
Recognized, closed. Senator from the 13th renews her motion that Senate substitute for Senate Bill 890 be read a third time and finally passed. Mr. Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate substitute for Senate Bill number 890, an act relating to a missing and murdered African-American women and girls task force. Senators Arthur, Bean, Beck, Bernsketter, Black, Bratton, Brown 16, Brown 26, Carter, Searpoy, Coleman, Crawford, Eigel, Esslinger, Fitzwater, Gannon, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Lukemeyer, May, McCreary, Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Rizzo, Roberts, Rowden, Schroer, Thompson Rader, Trent, Washington, Williams.
Senator Cass votes aye. Senator from the first. Senator from the ninth votes aye. By your vote of 31 ayes and 0 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show that tiling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Could we get some order in the chamber? Please take your conversations to the galleries or outside. Thank you. Senator the Ninth.
Thank you, Mr. President. I seek unanimous consent to introduce a special guest.
Hearing no objection, please proceed.
To my right and your left, we have Mr. Eric Dickerson. He runs our Urban Rangers program in Kansas City. He's very, very active. I think he's also a president of Kappa Alpha Psi Fraternity. I'm sorry, Polemark of Kappa Alpha Psi Fraternity Incorporated, the Kansas City chapter, not like the whole thing. But I'd like the body to please welcome him. He does some great things with our kids, exposed to some areas that children in the inner city aren't always exposed to. So if the body could welcome Mr. Dixon.
Let us welcome our guest from the Center for the Ninth District. Staying on the same calendar, Senate Substitute Senate Bill 1296, Senator from Shelby.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill number 1296 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
Senator from Shelby moves that Senate Bill 1296 be taken up for third reading and final passage. As many of those opinion that motion shall prevail, please say aye. Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before the body. Senator from Shelby.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that Senate Bill number 1296 be third read and finally passed.
You've heard the motion of Senator Shelby. Senator Shelby, do you care to explain the bill?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. These are all property conveyances that had passed, and then there was a title issue, and the court struck the title down. So these are all properties that need to be conveyed that the Office of Administration asked that we pass this to clear that up, and that could get done.
You've heard the motion from Senator Shelby. Does any other senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, Senator Shelby is recognized. Close.
Thank you. I renew my motion.
Senator Shelby renews her motion that Senate Substitute for Senate Bill 1296 be read a third time and finally passed. Mr. Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Substitute for Senate Bill number 1296, an act to authorize the conveyance of certain state property. Senators Arthur, Bean, Beck, Bernsketter, Black, Bratton, Brown 16, Brown 26, Carter, Searpoy, Coleman, Crawford, Igel, Esslinger, Fitzwater, Gannon, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Lukemeyer, May, McCreary, Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Rizzo, Roberts, Rowden, Schroer, Thompson Rader, Trent, Washington, Williams.
Senator from Ozark, votes aye. Senator from Newton, votes aye. By your vote of 31 ayes and 0 noes, the bill has received a constitutional majority and is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show that tiling and perfection motions were made and carried. Next up on the calendar, Senate Substitute for Senate Bill 751, Senator from Phelps.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill 751 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
Senator Phelps moves that Senate Substitute for Senate Bill number 751 be taken up for third reading and final passage. As many of those opinion that motion shall prevail, please say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator Phelps.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that Senate Bill 751 be third read and finally passed.
You've heard the motion from Senator Phelps. Does any other senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator from Phelps is recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I renew my motion.
Senator Phelps renews his motion that Senate Substitute for Senate Bill 751 be read a third time and finally passed. Mr. Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Substitute for Senate Bill number 751, an act relating to the distribution of 340B drugs. Senators Arthur, Bean,
aye.
Beck,
aye.
Bernskeiter,
aye.
Black, Bratton, Brown 16,
aye.
Brown 26,
aye.
Carter,
aye.
Searpoy,
aye.
Coleman,
aye.
Crawford,
aye.
Igel,
aye.
Esslinger,
aye.
Fitzwater, Gannon,
aye.
Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Lukemeyer, May, McCreary, Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Rizzo, Roberts, Rowden, Schwarr, Thompson Rader, Trent, Washington, Williams.
Senator from Livingston. Votes aye. Senator from Callaway. Votes aye. By your vote of 28 ayes and 3 noes, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show that tiling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator Shelby.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of resolutions, and I ask that you recognize me for a resolution.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be resolutions. Senator from Shelby.
I move the reading be waived as it has been distributed.
Hearing no objection, the reading will be waived. Senator from Shelby.
Mr. President, I request unanimous consent that the rules be suspended for the purpose of taking the resolution up for adoption.
Senator from Shelby, do you care to move to offer the resolution?
Yes, Mr. President, there are 4 resolutions. They are for use of the Senate chamber during the off session time. So the first is for the Missouri YMCA to be granted permission to use the Senate chamber and hearing rooms for the purposes of its youth and government program on November 14th through November 16th of 2024. And December 5th, 2024 through December 7th, 2024.
So, Senator Shelby, are you saying that you do have a resolution?
I have 4.
Please send the 4 resolutions forward.
Okay.
Or one resolution. One resolution forward.
Okay.
All right, hearing no objection, the reading will be waived. Senator from Shelby.
Thank you, Mr. President. I request unanimous consent that the rules be suspended for the purpose of taking the resolution up for adoption.
Hearing no objection, the request will be granted. You have moved for the adoption, and please explain your resolution.
Yes, Mr. President, I move the resolution be adopted. The first resolution is that the Missouri YMCA be granted permission to use the Senate chamber and hearing rooms for the purposes of its youth and government program on November 14th, 2024 through November 16th, 2024 and December 5th, 2024 through December 7th, 2024.
You've heard the motion made by the Senator from Shelby. Does any senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, Senator from Shelby is recognized to close.
Thank you, I close.
Senator from Shelby moves that Senate Resolution number 978 be adopted. Those with opinion that motion shall prevail, please say aye. Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The resolution is adopted. Senator from Shelby.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a resolution.
Please send the resolution forward.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the reading be waived as it has been distributed.
Hearing no objection, the reading will be waived.
Mr. President, I request unanimous consent that the rules be suspended for the purpose of taking the resolution up for adoption.
Hearing no objection, the request is granted. Please move for the adoption and explain the resolution.
Thank you. I move the resolution be adopted. This resolution grants the 2024 Missouri Youth Leadership Forum for Students with Disabilities permission to use the chamber on Thursday, July 18th, 2024 from 1:30 p.m. to 2:45 p.m. for the purpose of holding a mock legislative session.
You have heard the motion made by Senator from Shelby. Does any senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, Senator from Shelby is recognized to close.
Thank you, I close.
Senator from Shelby moves that Senate Resolution number 979 be adopted. Those of the opinion that motion shall prevail, please say aye. Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The resolution is adopted. Senator from Shelby.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a resolution.
Please send the resolution forward.
Thank you. I move the reading be waived as it has been distributed.
Hearing no objection, the reading will be waived. Senator from Shelby.
Thank you, Mr. President. I request unanimous consent that the rules be suspended for the purpose of taking the resolution up for adoption.
Hearing no objection, the request is granted. Please move for the adoption and explain the resolution.
Thank you. I move the resolution be adopted. This resolution grants...
Could we please get some order in the chamber while the Senator from Shelby explains the resolution? Senator Shelby, please proceed.
Grants participants of the Silver-Haired Legislature permission to use the Senate chamber for the purpose of their regular session from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Wednesday, October 16th, 2024, and 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Thursday, October 17th, 2024.
You have heard the motion by Senator from Shelby. Does any senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, Senator from Shelby is recognized to close.
Thank you, I close.
Senator from Shelby moves that Senate Resolution number 980 be adopted. All those of the opinion that motion shall prevail, please say aye. Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The resolution is adopted. Senator from Shelby.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a resolution.
Please send the resolution forward.
I move the reading be waived as it has been distributed.
Hearing no objection, the reading will be waived.
Thank you, Mr. President. I request unanimous consent that the rules be suspended for the purpose of taking the resolution up for adoption.
Hearing no objection, the request is granted. Please move the adoption and explain the resolution.
Thank you. I move the resolution be adopted. This resolution grants the adult leaders and participants of Missouri Girl State permission to use the Senate chamber for the purpose of swearing in mock legislative officials and conducting a mock legislative session from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. on June 27th, 2024.
You have heard the motion made by Senator Shelby. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, the senator from Shelby is recognized to close.
Thank you, I close.
Senator Shelby moves that Senate Resolution number 981 be adopted. Those opinion that motion shall prevail, please say aye. Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The resolution is adopted. Senator Shelby.
Mr. President, without objection, I move the Senate go to the order of reports of standing committees.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be reports of standing committees. Senator Scott.
Senator from Green.
Thank you, Madam President. I have a report.
Send your report forward.
Please send your report forward.
Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Appropriations, to which was referred House Committee Substitute for House Bill 2015, begs leave to report it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass also. Mr. President, your Committee on Appropriations, to which was referred House Committee Substitute for House Bill 2002, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass also. Mr. President, your Committee on Appropriations, to which was referred House Committee Substitute for House Bill 2003, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass also. Mr. President, your Committee on Appropriations, to which was referred House Committee Substitute for House Bill 2004, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass also. Mr. President, your Committee on Appropriations, to which was referred House Committee Substitute for House Bill 2005, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass also. Mr. President, your Committee on Appropriations, to which was referred House Committee Substitute for House Bill 2006, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass also. Mr. President, your Committee on Appropriations, to which was referred House Committee Substitute for House Bill 2007, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass also. Mr. President, your Committee on Appropriations, to which was referred House Committee Substitute for House Bill 2008, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass also. Mr. President, your Committee on Appropriations, to which was referred House Committee Substitute for House Bill 2009, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass also. Mr. President, your Committee on Appropriations, to which was referred House Committee Substitute for House Bill 2010, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass also. Mr. President, your Committee on Appropriations, to which was referred House Committee Substitute for House Bill 2011, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached to pass also. Mr. President, your Committee on Appropriations, to which was referred House Committee Substitute for House Bill 2012, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass also. Mr. President, your Committee on Appropriations, to which was referred House Committee Substitute for House Bill 2013, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attach do pass also. Mr. President, your Committee on Appropriations, to which was referred House Committee Substitute for House Bill 2017, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attach do pass also. Mr. President, your Committee on Appropriations, to which was referred House Committee Substitute for House Bill 2018, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attach do pass also. Mr. President, your Committee on Appropriations, to which was referred House Committee Substitute for House Bill 2019, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attach do pass also. Mr. President, your Committee on Appropriations, to which was referred House Committee Substitute for House Bill 2020, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attach do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Huff, Chair.
Thank you. Senator from Dunklin.
Madam President, can you ask the Secretary if there are messages from the House? If so, please read the messages.
We do have messages from the House. Please read the messages.
Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Bill 1991, entitled An Act Relating to Cardiac Emergency Response Plans, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Respectfully submitted, Dana Rodman Miller, Chief Clerk.
Thank you, Senator from Dunklin.
Madam President, without objection, the order of business will be announcements.
Announcements. Hearing no objection, the order of business is announcements. Senator from Dunklin.
Madam President, with no further business coming before the body, I move the Senate will stand adjourned under the rules.
The Senator from Dunklin moves the Senate stand adjourned under the rules. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? The ayes do have it. The Senate will stand adjourned under the rules.